1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 654. Rejected sketch 673. Overeater.
Well, another reject for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and now I've just remembered why I didn't do this one. I actually can't listen to this. I'm going to mute. I don't want to be in it. I'm going to mute it. I suggest, if you don't want to listen to some horrible stuff, turn off now.
I'm sure it's not that horrible.
It is pretty grim. I can't listen to this. Don't put me in it. I'm just gonna
I won't put you in it.
I'm just going to mute it. It's horrible.
I don't know.
Laura was a twat. Nah, she's not muted.
Well,
oh, mute at your end. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant on it off.
No, I'm saying I'm going to mute you. Okay. But I haven't done it yet.
I'm trying to work out who's going to be best as boy.
I'm going to say Laura's a twat every 30 seconds until we discover it.
Oh, no change there then.
Touché.
Do you know what I mean?
Let's have Rich as man. Then which of Simon or Alistair is going to be boy?
Not considering it for yourself, Dan?
Not considering it for myself, no. Oh. I think Simon will do it cracking justice.
I think he'll certainly do it with gusto, if I know Simon.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Won't be holding back.
So I think it's... and we normally cast Simon as... boy when we have a boy part.
I don't think it's like a child, is it? Or is it?
Yeah, no, I think it's a child.
Or, right. Anyway. I'm turning the sound off this now. Say what you like. I don't mind.
We'll wave when we finish the sketch.
Fine. I'm out.
Shall I do the sound effect?
Yeah, oh yeah, sorry, I noticed
Simon was
going
to do the sound effect. Oh, that sound effect.
Oh no, not that sound effect, that sound effect.
The actual sound effect, okay. The sound effect where someone says Laura's a twat. Yeah. She's turned us off.
Nom nom.
Wow. The mixed doner from Kebab Mansion. 3 out of 5. Now, let's try you on the spicy nuggets from Chicken Maisonette. Mm-hmm. Another 3 out of 5. Oh, nasty. I'll put that down as a 2. Hello, Food Standards Agency. Oh, hi, Jeffrey. Yes, just putting the new work experience boy through his paces. You're really getting into the swing of things, aren't you, lad? Good boy. I'll get the other bucket. Yes, he's doing well. Exquisitely sensitive insides. Exactly what we've been scouting for. I know. Not like old iron stomach here. I wouldn't know an E. coli outbreak from a spot of salmonella these days. Just been in the game too long. As long as we've got young blood coming through, give them the experience. That's what I say. Yes, get it all up. We're getting delivery soon from Emetic Burger. So, Jeffrey, see you at the Savoy tonight. I know, fool's errand, really. They're just too damn clever for us. We'll never catch anything there. We've got to show our faces for the sake of form. All right, bye then. Now, how are you doing, boy? Boy?
I'm... Please... Kill me.
Yes! Finally, we've got you, pesto bungalow. I knew you were still harbouring Ebola.
Laura's looking at
it. Yeah, the trouble with Laura's.
So she's not going to hear it.
Wait till I wave because she'll be looking at 3-piece sweets and shit.
I wasn't. I was working. I'm too busy and important to look important.
Too busy to interlook important.
Style.
Simon, you were. That was
astonishing.
I'm so pleased I picked Simon.
Amazing.
Yes. Like you were really enjoying yourselves.
Oh, Simon really threw himself into the role.
He threw himself up into the role.
Hey! I just can't listen to that.
I mean, it was I mean, it was like 3D sound. It was quite unpleasant. You would have, you really would have like not managed the distance.
I can't listen to anything like that.
You really felt as though he was vomiting in your ears.
No, I'm out. That's so grim.
Someone must have a good vomiting anecdote. Have we used any vomiting anecdotes previously?
I was once over at a friend's place and was very, very inebriated on a number of substances and ended up vomiting all over my own clothes, which was fairly unpleasant. And my friend kindly offered me to just lend me some of his, which I changed into, and then was instantly vomiting all over as well.
Really, yes.
Had to go home still caked in my own juices.
That's so sad. I used to have a friend whose husband used to go on a night out, and when he came home, he would regularly lift the pillow, vomit underneath it because he thought it was the toilet, and put the pillow back and go back to sleep on top.
Wow.
Jeez.
When I was about 14, maybe 15, I stayed at my friend's house, and then in the evening we started drinking beer after his mum and dad had gone to bed, and then we were sleeping in the living room because his bedroom was very small, and then we had some whiskey, and then I remember getting up thinking I feel ill, and I tried to walk to the kitchen and I was all over the show, and I made it to the sink to throw up, but in doing so knocked everything off the draining board, all like pots and pans, nothing broke, but all saucepans, made like a world of noise, and his parents kind of says, oh, what's going on down there? I was like, oh, I'm for it now. But then my friend was being equally sick in the living room exactly the same time. And I have scant memory of the evening, but an ambulance was called and my friend was taken off to have his stomach pumped because he was in such a bad state. I'd obviously just passed out on the pull-out bed and then got woken up by this ambulance man who like pinched my ear to wake me up and said, all right, are you drunk? And I was like, yes. He went like...
You kissed him on the cheek.
I'll give you that. No, I said, yeah, I'm drunk. And he said, we're taking name redacted off to the hospital to have his stomach pumped. But you could tell I was obviously a tiny bit more with it. He said, are we taking you as well? And I went, no pumps for me, thanks. And he said, right, if you can sign your name on this form, I won't take you. And I was like, with pleasure, sir. And I took the pen, I was like, no, you're cool. Took the pen, put it to the paper, and it just fell out of my hands. It was like, and it landed in a bowl on the floor, which obviously the other chap had been throwing up into later. But I was like, I don't want to go to hospital, so I just reached down, calmly took the pen, ripped it off a bit, and then went, there we are, my good man. My name at a 74-degree angle to the dotted line, and then the copious amounts of vomit on the thing. And weirdly, I remember this bit going, I guess that's fine. And then I just passed out again. And
incredible, as if the signature of a 14-year-old means anything.
Yes.
Oh, God. Wow. Incredible. That's
maybe
what
I told him I was 16.
So did both the mum and dad go to A&E and just leave you in their house?
I assume one went off and one didn't, but I just woke up the next day and Dave was back there and he was like, oh, I think I went and got my stomach pumped last night. And I was like, oh yeah, I remember, I signed my name. So I didn't have to go.
Oh my God, what a story.
Was it just the two of you?
Yeah. Just having a little party on
a party.
Friday night.
Whiskey o'clock. What a big night.
I must tell the story one day of the night where I had to scoop someone's puke out of their underpants in the middle of a nightclub, which was fairly unpleasant.
Right, that's coming on the next episode. Stay tuned, listeners. We're coming
We're like 11 minutes now, so come in tomorrow. And
come in tomorrow. Puke. We'll lead with this story.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.